I don't know if there's any words to describe that second game, but it was a lot of heart, I think. Your team down four runs and had been one of those games where it was just filled with a lot of errors, but you guys find a way to win with those five runs in your last at-bat.
You know, I was pretty proud of the girls. They were able to come back, and they worked through it. And, you know, last week probably just would have gave up. And our girls are not quitters. And, you know, I know those losses last week really hurt them. You know, it really shows that they have a lot of heart, and they know that they're better than what they've been performing, and they really did a really good job today.
I thought they showed that they did take a step forward, even in the first game with that victory there. They were up 11-0 after four innings. Gave up the one run, but you were in that similar situation on Friday, even though you were the visiting team at Elkhart. You're up big in that game, but had a chance to win it in five innings, and you were able to do it today. And I think they kind of remembered that short-term memory where it was good to remember that and not to allow that to happen despite giving up the run.
That was, and it was a quick game, too. It was kind of a three-up, three-down for the first couple innings, and that was probably one of the – so I went from one of the longest games that I've ever been a part of on Friday to probably one of the shortest games I've been a part of. And, you know, this is – they're not a bad team.
No.
We just hit the ball really well, and we fielded the ball really well today, and we're on using our positive momentum going forward.
Absolutely, and you know, I think you had to be proud of the hitting all around there in the first game. It was your upperclassmen. There was some timely hits in that first game. Gabby Martinez hitting some RBI for Aspen Nicks. She had a couple of RBIs in that first game, and of course a three-run double there by Martinez, and then Shelby Patton with a two-run double in the first game. The second game, Tori Ford hits the three-run blast in that first inning there, and that gave you momentum early on, 3-2, and then it was some of your upperclassmen, your three-year starters, that really gave you a lift when you needed it the most in the end there.
And, you know, I've been talking to the upperclassmen about I really need you guys to step up, and it's your turn now. It's your time. You guys have been watching since you guys were in middle school and freshmen and sophomores and the older girls performing, and I said, now it's your turn. You have to step up. This is your time. You know, they did some soul-searching over the weekend. We did a lot of soul-searching on Monday's practice, and we had a really good practice yesterday. And, you know, that really good practice kind of used our momentum to go forward in today. You know, we're not a really fast team, you know, on the bases, but we can hit the ball pretty well.
So absolutely.
We'll utilize what we got.
Absolutely. You know, and how about the hit by Shelby Patton there, that game winner there in the left field? And I think that maybe caught Ulysses by surprise going – to that hit to left field.
You know, she's she overthinks things. You know, she is a really good hitter, and I want her to believe that. She has a really good natural swing. I never really have to fix her too much, and it's a matter of her seeing the ball and having confidence in herself. And today, for sure, is a good confidence booster. I mean, she hit two of them out to the left fielder over her head, so that's well deserved. She's been working really hard.
I know errors were a big factor, especially in the second game. You guys are able to overcome that here, but to win it like you did, go 2-0 in the league, and you guys are still the defending league champions, so you're still kind of able to defend that title here today, and that's big for you guys going into a non-league doubleheader at home here against a potential sub-state opponent in Lakin on Thursday.
It's always good to have walk away with a couple wins, but you know, the girls are not done, and we're just ready to kind of keep moving forward and see Lakin on Thursday, and then another league game against Colby next week.
All right, should be fun here. Coach Aaron Myers joins me here, and Lady Beavers sweep two today, 11-1 and 15-14 in walk-off fashion in game two. I think you saw about everything possible today, and congratulations, Coach, on a couple of victories, 2-0 in the league, and we'll see you later on here this week.
Thanks, Adam.